This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Senator John Kerry has regained momentum and is once again neck and neck with President Bush in the polls. That's the result of the first debate last Friday. This week, two more debates are scheduled, one between vice presidential candidates Dick Cheney and John Edwards, and the other a town hall format with the presidential candidates. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Democratic challenger John Kerry has come out of that first debate in a much better position than he went in. What happens next?
Well, I think you already see a Democratic Party more invigorated, excited, people taking another look at John Kerry, and that's all psychologically very important going into a debate. Now, of course, the president is also likely to be more on his game after what is widely perceived as a loss for him last week. But I think probably the more important thing is that the debates move now to domestic issues and the economy, and these are traditionally much better issues for Democrats, so that should help Kerry.
Well, you say that Kerry will be playing on Democratic turf when he debates domestic issues, but so far President Bush has been either winning or tying on those issues in the polls.
And that has been a disaster for Kerry so far, because if he can't win on those issues, he can't win. But I think a couple of things are true here, Renee. One is that we really haven't heard that much from Kerry on domestic issues in the economy, partly because of how he chose to cast the convention and partly because of the advertising war that has taken place since then. And that could be the reason that he is not doing as well as Democratic candidates have to do with unmarried women in the polls. And if he can now focus on issues, particularly health care and education, as well as jobs, and really be heard on those issues, that could help him considerably.
Now, about the vice presidential debate, what effect do you think that will have?
Well, normally I would say none, because we don't have any evidence that people really vote on vice presidents. And I think the most memorable moment from a vice presidential debate was in 92 when Admiral Stockdale, Ross Perot's running mate, stood there and said, "Who am I and what am I doing here?" which was kind of everybody else's reaction. But this is a tied race, and so everything can make a difference. The complaint from the last vice presidential debate among Democrats is that their candidate, Joe Lieberman, was too nice and that Dick Cheney was nice in return. Now, we don't often hear these days that something is too nice in politics. John Edwards has something to prove here. He has to prove that he's a team player, that he was worth picking for the ticket, rather than that he's somebody trying to lay his own groundwork for a race in 2008, which is highly suspected among a lot of Democratic operatives. And Dick Cheney has to prove that he is the right man for the job, that all of the rumors about dumping him from the ticket were just that, silly rumors. I think that it is likely to get a bit feisty, and I think you're going to hear the word Halliburton a whole lot during this debate.
You know, Cokie, the debates are what everyone seems to be talking about this couple of weeks, but in the context of the whole campaign, how important are they?
Well, I think this time around they've been quite important because of what they did in terms of stopping what appeared to be the erosion of support for John Kerry. But all of these things are important. The personal appearances are the places where George Bush shines. And, of course, it's not the appearances themselves, but the playing of them on local news that makes the big difference. And the ads do seem to be making a difference. But, you know, Renee, lots of people have already voted in this election. And one of the things that is a big question mark is if all of these stories about new voters being signed up are true, whether those are distorting the polls.
Thanks very much, NPR's Cokie Roberts.